The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Still live. I know what you're thinking. Still live. Still hanging on to it. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense. Fiddle fire.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Secondcalldefense.org. Tom, I got a question for you just because of what just happened to me, if you don't mind answering me verbally. Still there? I guess not. I'll ask the question later on. My next guest is he's a frequent contributor here at Lock and Load. He is a winner of multiple journalist awards for investigating, defending the right to keep and bear arms. You can find a lot of his stuff at The War on Guns, Notes from the Resistance, Ammoland.com, among other places. Joining me again is David Kodria. Good evening, sir.
You know, I'm going to have to play that introduction back for my kids because they just think I'm dad.
Well, just put me on speakerphone next time, and I'll just read that out loud, okay?
There you go. Well, I think I told you about my my oldest boy who's actually in local radio here. He does just about everything at the FM station, and he's got his own little gig on the AM station. But the,
right.
You know, so, you know, maybe one of these days, you know, you guys will be teaming up or something like that.
I don't mind tag teaming with a Kodria.
There you go.
I don't mind it at all. Hey, let's do a little word association. I've been on the sidelines for a while, so I haven't talked to David in quite some time. But some of the things that David writes and some of the things, the way he writes, it just tickles me. So we're going to play a little word association, or if you will, David, some name association. I want to know what your problem is with Andy Borowitz.
Well, now, let's see. The problem with the name association, James, as you know, I write for so many different sources, and I write for, you know, so many different topics and things like that, that unless the dang thing is right in front of me, I'm going, geez, what did I write about that last week? Oh, yeah, I remember that. This is a guy, he writes for The New Yorker, right? And
yeah.
And this snooty East Coast, you know, there was actually a New Yorker cover that showed The New Yorker in cartoon, and basically it was the Atlantic Ocean, New York City, and then everything west of that was just encapsulated into like a couple inches to the Pacific Ocean. Their entire world is New York. And this is a guy who basically uses Alinsky Rule 5, which is Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals. He was a big influence on Hillary Clinton. And of his 12 Rules for Radicals, number 5 said that ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It's hard to counterattack ridicule. It infuriates the opposition, which then reacts to your advantage. So basically, it's like being a seventh grader and doing insults and things like that. And so, you know, just to prove that he's a doctrinaire hoplophobe, you know, he's penned such recent gems as U.S. becomes laughing stock of world for something other than gun laws. Like, we're supposed to care. what the rest of the world thinks about the U.S. when we see, you know, the shape that they're in. His other one, Obama continues to stubbornly link gun violence with guns. Well, wait a minute now. You know, there are plenty of people who own guns. It's not a problem. And there's some people, you can't trust them around matches. The problem is not guns. The problem is the fact that you have people, you know, running loose in this society that you can't trust with anything because this is just the way that it works. And so I'm trying to think what it was that he did most recently. Maybe you can kind of jog my memory.
While I'm getting ready to jog your memory, what exactly is you referred to him as a smug metrosexual and, you know, let me ask you a question about this, because you probably run against these kinds of guys more often than I do. This guy is a guy that probably, he thinks when, if he goes to Staten Island, he's venturing far and wide. So he's primarily in, you know, New York proper, New York City proper and everything. He's probably never seen a gun, has never held a gun, certainly never shot a gun or anything else. Are people like him just essentially minor birds? They're not even, I mean, a parrot is actually trying to mimic and form something. A minor bird is just making noise. He's out there making noise about linking gun violence. He's using the term gun violence, for example. Shouldn't we be combating all violence, where it's much more violent to live in the UK than it is to live here? I mean, is he just repeating what he's heard and he's never, this is just somebody that doesn't even really know what he thinks. He's just repeating things because it works for him.
These are people who think that they know it all, okay? These are people, okay, I know what it was. He was attacking Donald Trump, and I'm not here to be a Donald Trump apologist. I understand that, you know, gun owners are divided on that, and I know that Donald Trump has had a problematic past in terms of guns, and I know that, like, Gun Owners of America is supporting Ted Cruz, and then I know there's people that, you know, are opposed to Cruz, and I'm not trying to get into that. But what I'm saying is that he writes this article, Trump decision to consider women humans should be left to the states.
Yeah.
Okay? And I said, well, wait a minute now. Because now we're getting into the hypocrisy of home rule. Because that's exactly what now I remember. Okay, he wanted to say that be smart and say, well, we ought to leave that up to the states. But they don't do that when it comes to guns. When they do a quote-unquote assault weapons ban, they want it to go everywhere. And when people do decide to have, you know, pass laws that bring back some freedom, they all start screaming about home rule. You're violating our home rule. But that door only seems to swing one way. And I think, to back to your original question, you know, I think back to the story about Pauline Kael, who was a columnist. And she said something to the effect of she didn't know anybody who voted for Nixon. That was true. She didn't. That's not part of her circle. Just like it's not part of this guy's circle to understand thing one about people to whom the right to keep and bear arms is important. And so you see this snotty, metrosexual, superior, progressive attitude. And when I say progressive, put quotation marks around it, because they're the ones that always want to make fun of you slack-jawed yahoos, okay, and act like they're so superior, when in fact, you know, if any one of them had a car breakdown or something like that, they wouldn't know anything to do except get out their debit card and go broke trying to, you know, pay somebody who actually knows nuts and bolts to get down to it and get greasy and take care of them. So they come off as they're so superior, but what in fact they are is they're just a bunch of helpless, sappy pseudo intellectuals.
I one of these days I'm going to have to meet one of those guys, just to sit there and listen to him.
I mean, you've seen it all the time
face to face with one of them. So we're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break. War on Guns blog. That's one of David's things. That's where you can find him. Very often on Ammo Land. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right. About to go somewhere I swore I'd never go, but it's time. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org, like they say. My guest this hour is David Kodria, who writes, he's an award-winning writer. He writes all over the place. He has broken some of the more important stories. He is a very keen analytical mind, which is one reason I lean on him like the golden crutch that he can be from time to time. David, I want to take you back to March, mid-March of this year. I think it was this year. Was it this year? Yeah, it was this year. Now, I haven't, you know, I used to be very closely affiliated with Gun Owners of America, and since I am no longer that closely affiliated, I don't know what's going on with their day-to-day. Have they changed? Is Larry Pratt now the emeritus, director emeritus, and Eric is the executive director there now?
That's the way I understand it. I'm not sure if that's Eric's title or not. I really don't know Eric. I know Larry. Been corresponding with Larry for many years. I had a chance to sit down in person with Larry on several occasions. He's one of my favorite people in the Second Amendment movement. Larry's title now is emeritus.
Yeah.
But I also understand that he is still out there doing things. So I don't think that he's quite out the pasture yet.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed of recent is that Tim Massey, who was better known about and never heard, has been becoming more heard.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the first thing that popped up, and I called Larry and asked him about this, Tim Massey was on Tom Hartman's radio show, which means that you're existing in bushwhack land. Completely unprepared to deal with somebody like Tom Hartman. Larry and I have been on Tom Hartman's show, too, and neither one of us will go back on Tom Hartman's show. And for some reason, Tim decided to get involved in some media, and he got slammed around all over the place. Now he's sort of – you wrote an article regarding – we both have talked about this. Mark Walters has talked about this at Armed American Radio. Larry's been the only guy out there of some of the heads of organizations that have gotten out there and recognized amnesty as a Second Amendment threat. And it's certainly made the rounds. You've written about it exhaustively. I've talked about it. Mark's talked about it. Larry talks about it. Is that ball, now that Tim and Eric are involved, does it look to you like they're sort of not proceeding?
Well, let me put it this way. Larry, on Mark's show, said that at Gun Owners of America, they would be scoring politicians based on, you know, how they performed on amnesty. And what people have to understand is they say, oh, that's not a Second Amendment issue. Yes, of course it is. And the reason it's a Second Amendment issue is because when you let in 20 to 30 million people, put them on a pathway to citizenship, as the Homeland Security Secretary Jed Johnson has said he wants to do, as Hillary has said she wants to do, and when then you take a look at the fact that all credible research shows these people vote 70 to 80% Democrat, it absolutely becomes a Second Amendment issue because they are going to be electing the legislatures. Those legislatures are going to be appointing the Supreme Court nominees and confirming them. And so you're going to have law written that is now supported by the majority, by courts that are basically Democrat anti-gun majorities. And in 20, 30 years, you're not going to have legal recognition of so much that we take for granted as part of the right to keep and bear arms. And legally, there's not going to be a thing that you can do about it. Basically, the only option you'll have will be to become part of the I Will Not Comply movement and defy and commit civil disobedience and take the punishment that goes along with that if you get caught. Well, I wrote an article because this was, you know, a year ago or so that we got that out of him. And yet, just during the primaries, I was taking a look at some of the Republicans who have, like, F-minus and D-grades and F-grades from Numbers USA, and yet they've got A and B grades still from GOA. And I said, hey, what's this? You know, we're people are voting now. How come we're still seeing these tremendous grades for these guys, like they're the gun owner's best friend, yet they're turning around on the other hand, they're pulling the rug out from under us on immigration and amnesty. And basically, Larry did want me to put a correction in there. And, well, let's see, I can scroll down and read it. It says, David, I just saw your email about our rating. GOA includes the amnesty measure in our 2014 rating, which only had a vote in the Senate. We only update our ratings every election biennium. We will not be using every immigration measure in our ratings because we're not an immigration group. We did use amnesty because of the nexus to tilting the voting balance in Congress. I hope you will publish a correction. And my rejoinder to that is, you know what? I've got, like, probably about 20 years in the corporate world writing policies and procedures for high-tech companies in all kinds of different highly regulated industries. And the bottom line is you don't write your policies and procedures to do anything except take care of the business that you need to take care of. And if you're saying now that you're going to be giving people A ratings when the vote is tomorrow because you've got some kind of biennium protocol set up, then I suggest you change your danged election biennium protocol and have it reflect real time. If you're going to say, well, it's only going to be based on one vote or two votes, and we're not going to define what those votes are going to be, and meanwhile, the guy can turn around and have an F grade from an immigration group, I'm sorry, you are not giving an accurate picture of what it is that you said that you were going to do. And look, I get no pleasure coming on this program and or writing an article and disagreeing with Gun Owners of America, because I consider Gun Owners of America, they're heroic. Okay? They have been heroic for so long. They have been no compromise for so long. By the same token, you know what? I'm not doing this to be popular or to make pals. You know, if I wanted my stuff read, I'd be writing about the Kardashians. Okay? And about, you know, is it Bruce or what's Bruce's new name?
Caitlin. Jenner?
Caitlin. Okay, yeah. You know, I'd be writing about Miley Cyrus and you know, God knows what else.
Let's pick this up. We're coming up on the next break. Let's pick this up on the other side and finish out. David has to go somewhere tonight, so I got him for one more segment. You hang on one more time, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
...7,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885.
That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To be live again. How nice it must be for me. Despite continuing congestion and everything else. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. We're going to get into that 99999. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My guest this hour, who's getting ready to take off because he got stuff to do, is David Codrio. And I want to allow you to clarify, because I'm being asked in the chat room about GOA. I, like you, find no particular pleasure in slamming on GOA. But I think the problem that we're having here, and I mentioned this to Larry, because one of the problems I saw at Gun Owners of America is there's not a really deep bench of people ready to come up there and be advocates. They play it very close to the vest. And it's sort of like when Letterman retired. For all of those late night TV fans, it's never going to be the same thing again. And it's very hard to follow up Larry Pratt, isn't it?
Yeah, and just to clarify things, I'm not out here slamming GOA. That's the furthest thing from my mind. If right. anything, I wish that GOA and NRA could reverse places, and the one could be the giant, and the other one could, you know, be, you know, the underdog, so to speak. If I had my druthers. By the same token, when I see something that I believe needs to be spelled out, and people need to understand, I can do one of two things. I can say, well, you know what, I'm going to get some people mad at me, so I better not do it. or I can do it and, you know, accept the price that people are going to get mad at me. I've been going after on Oath Keepers, criticizing Ted Nugent for his support of Grover Norquist for the NRA Board of Directors when Grover is one of these big amnesty guys. And Nugent's out there complaining about how amnesty's destroying the country. And I'm going, well, then how come you're endorsing the guy? Okay, yeah, that makes no sense. And people, you should be more respectful, and you just want everybody to be perfect, and this sounds personal to you. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, you know, if you think having the Second Amendment eviscerated by an unchallengeable anti-gun Democrat majority, then I guess I do take that personal. But it's not personal between me and any personality. I am criticizing positions. I'm not criticizing people. Okay? You know, the fact that, you know.
It's got to make you scratch your head like it does me, though. I mean, you look at somebody and they've got this body of work behind them. And then all of a sudden something comes out of left field and you're just sort of sitting there going, what?
Yeah. Well, and anyway, I'm going to keep on plugging on what I do. And, you know, if anybody wants to go after me, they can go after me because of what I say, and they can prove me wrong, which is the challenge that I have given to the amnesty crowd. Okay, go ahead, prove me wrong. Or you can get ad hominem. You know, I'm big boy. I can handle that. You know, I've been told I'm ugly and my mother dresses me funny. What are you going to do?
I've never understood going ad hominem against a gun owner. That's part of the whole tolerance thing that sometimes I question about ourselves. Listen, I wish I had checked out one of your other articles, because the other day I was walking around and I was in I was walking across a college campus, which even though I'm not a college student, you know, I respect the halls of learning and everything. And some gangbanger sort of diddy-bopped on me and pulled a gun up, and I rolled my sleeves up and did a double bicep pose and said, "Guns out!" while I was taking a picture of myself. And, of course, that's really why I've been down, because he shot me and took my wallet and everything else. That's not really true, though.
Yeah, but that was a Guns Out campaign where they want people to take selfies, okay, and yeah, I had this guy, you know, look like the typical, the 98-pound weakling from the old Charles Atlas comic book ads, right? The insult that made a man out of Mac, and this guy's flexing his non-muscles saying, "These are the only guns I want on my campus." I said, you know, that may be, but if someone evil brings real runs, you know, what you want isn't going to matter. Okay, you know, this is just ridiculous. If you think that that you are going to somehow stop evil people by keeping guns off campus and
with symbolism, they're going to stop them with symbolism.
Yeah, you know, they all want their safe space, and if you think that you're going to stop an evil person bent on mayhem with hashtags and with safe spaces and with all this other nonsense that they are, you know, pounding into these little snowflakes' heads, you know, to where you can't say anything that might offend them because then that'll hurt their feelings and stuff like that. But college campus carry, to me, is a real issue because, well, then you'll have, you know, all these college kids that are just, you know, they think it's the Animal House. And everybody's going to be, you know, gathered around the kegger, you know, shooting each other. And the bottom line is, anyone who can't be trusted with a gun can't be trusted without a custodian. It doesn't matter if you're on the artificial boundary line of a college campus or out in the street. If you carry a gun, you have the same temptations available off campus as you do on campus. And if you're misbehaving anywhere, it's going to show. If you're not misbehaving, which is, of course, 99.9% of us.
Yep.
Okay, then, you know, what's the problem? Well, what about that one-tenth of 1% of 1%? And, well, you know what? We don't live in a perfect world, and things are going to happen from time to time. What would you rather have? Would you rather have slavery or freedom? Because you're never going to get complete safety and security. All you're going to get is repression and restriction, as opposed to, I personally would rather live in a freer world that by virtue of the fact that it has risks, it means that people are responsible for themselves and accountable for themselves. And that means that if you are responsible and accountable for yourself and you misstep, you're going to pay the price, not going to be somebody else. So this is just part of this, you know, college.
Well, I mean, it's not just college. I like chamber music. So sometimes if I want to shop where there's chamber music, I have to go to Fresh Market. And Fresh Market the other day did another one of those Starbucks press releases because the Moms Demand Action had been in town. And they said, we're going to start asking all of our guests to leave their guns at home. So I went to my local Fresh Market where I shop a lot and they know me. And I walked up to the manager and I said, you know, without signs on the door in this state, it doesn't matter what you suggest to me. You could also suggest to me that I wear plaid shorts, and that has the same hold on me as you asking me to leave my gun at home, because I have to get here to come to you, and I'm not going to be undefended on my way to see you. And he's like, well, you know, the company would really like it if you did. And I said, does the, you know, right now, look around you right now. You probably got 80 people here in South Carolina. That means there's probably 6 guns in here. So, and notice how nothing's happening. So think about that next time you see another 80 people in here, pal. And I just went about my merry old way. But symbolism, that part of it always kills me. We're about to run out of time. Yeah.
I was just going to say, and it's symbolism for the antis, because they're not forbidding it. They're just saying asking. It's a stop to the antis. And what they will never do is they will never sign a contract that says, now that we've required you to be disarmed, we are going to assume responsibility with the tenant liability should we fail to protect you.
Yep. You can find David. He's on Ammo Land. War on Gun Blogs. He's got to take off now. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
All right. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live
In infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
David is like a super dad, so he had to take off and go do some stuff with his children. That's all right. We will press on. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join me. Don't walk alone. Hillary Clinton has lost, I think, the last seven primaries, and yet still gets more delegates than Bernie Sanders. But she is in a panic mode right now. She's out there, if you're out there saying, well, I really don't expect, it's a fantasy that I'm going to get arrested for espionage. Well, I think she doth protest too much. Now she's made another statement to be added to her ever-lengthening list of lies and misrepresentations. The New York Post reports that she falsely attacked Sanders, by implication Bernie Sanders, telling a group of Democrats, "It's going to be coming out in the very near future that many of the catastrophes that have taken human lives in the state of New York have been the product of guns coming over the border from Vermont." Now, understand this. Bernie Sanders is a U.S. senator. He has nothing whatsoever to do with lawmaking in Vermont. He is from Vermont, but he is not part of that process. Vermont has no state gun control, has never had any state gun control since 1791. They were the first constitutional carry state. They still lead the way. We've finally gotten into double figures. I think, we got 11 now. Of course, South Carolina's not one of them. But that's beside the point. The implication here is that the Vermont's lack of restrictive gun laws, as in New York, is the blame for New York's crime problem. So she must be feeling the burn as well, because her statement is preposterous for at least three reasons. First, ATF firearm tracing data show that crime guns don't come from Vermont. In 2014, the most recent year for which data are available, only 0.7% of guns recovered by police in New York had first been sold at retail in Vermont. Second, the average time between a firearm's original retail sale and its recovery by police in New York is 15 years. So, for all Clinton knows, the exceedingly small number of guns from Vermont made their way to New York legally. A person may have moved from Vermont to New York and subsequently sold a firearm to a firearm dealer in the state, for example. That is statistically a probability. Third, her attack upon Sanders isn't even rational. Like I said, their gun control laws, or lack of them, are established by its state legislature and governor. Sanders is a U.S. senator, serves in Congress, and Clinton and Sanders are running for the nominated for the Democratic president, you know, to be president of the United States. And it shows how disparate Clinton is when she thinks she can beat Sanders on the basis of issues that have no relationship to the presidency or a national topic. Now, Vermont, as a state, has probably one of the lowest crime rates known to man, whether they speak English or not. Basically, I can sum up Vermont's their gun law by, you can carry whatever you want, wherever you want, as often as you want, and we're not going to mess with you unless you do something bad with it. That's their gun law. So, Vermont's Governor Pete Shumlin, who is backing Clinton. I had to mute myself because every time I laugh, I got a call. So I'm sorry about that. That means a lot of lulls real quick. So I just you get that, Patrick, every time I laugh, I'm almost about to go into a cough and jag. You get that, right? I'll find out later. Shumlin said things are sometimes said by all the candidates that sometimes aren't entirely accurate. I think you'd have a hard time convincing Vermonters that New York's crime problems are coming from Vermont. A McClatchy-Marist poll released on Wednesday, the day after Sanders clouts Clinton in Wisconsin by 57-43%, finds that 25% of Sanders supporters won't vote for Clinton in November, while only 69% would do so. The poll also finds that Sanders edges Clinton among Democrats nationally. Clinton certainly cannot expect to improve those numbers by hurling unfair and dishonest accusations against Sanders in the state from which he hails. To the contrary, if she persists in the dishonest style that have become her trademark, she only adds to the number of reasons voters already have to keep her out of the White House. Now, I got a question to ask you about this. Every time I turn around, I hear, and my view on Trump is getting worse and worse as days go by. It's been a while since I talked about Trump while I've been down for the count. And Trump is, you know, he's not used to things going any other way but the way he wants them to be. And it's not exactly going that way right now. He thought he'd be welcomed with open arms, but at the same time, he's done a couple of things I like. He's rattled the GOP establishment to their very core. He shows them to be the hypocrites that they truly are, which I've known this for quite some time. I've known it for quite some time. And I like that. But here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. I keep hearing how Clinton wins in every contest against Trump. And yet we see that Sanders is edging Clinton among Democrats nationally based upon certain polls. We hear that other candidates can beat Clinton. But for some reason they can't overtake and take the lead on Trump. Now, I don't want to seem too overly simplistic here. One thing I love about mathematics, even though some of the stuff about it is just a mystery to me. Don't ever ask me to do any algebra problems, please. Numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. And when you look at the way things add up, when you get out there and you say, okay, Trump's beaten, you know, they were saying Fiorina could beat her. Fiorina said she could beat her, but Fiorina couldn't beat Trump. Cruz comes out. Right now, the new thing is that the GOP doesn't look like they're going to win anything. Like they're going to lose everything. Really? For what? To what? What are they going to lose it to? Nobody can answer that to me. Nobody can answer that to me. And what they're basically doing is, you know, I don't get overly riled up about politics. I mean, if Trump loses, if it is President Hillary Clinton, okay. That may accelerate our timetable. If the country allows her to do that, then get ready for a very highly politicized Supreme Court, because during the next presidency, a bunch of these guys are going to fall off of the wagon. I mean, it's they're really going to become no country for old men or old women. Right now, you got Sotomayor out there wanting to diversify it more. You know, we got how? What would you be looking for? She doesn't like it that Garland got a white guy from the Ivy League school nominated by the guy that nominated her. I don't understand what's going on with that part of it, but I just don't understand the math of it. I don't know where they come up with the math of this, saying that, well, Trump is leading in the United States among Republicans, and Sanders edges Clinton, and for some reason nobody talks about Trump versus Sanders. It's just a really interesting time we live in, which, for me, I'll be honest with you, I'm very glad I don't talk about general politics, because general politics to me is the most confusing thing I've ever seen in my life. Because now there is no platform, it's not even about the issues anymore. It's about we don't like him, or we don't like her, or we don't like them, or we don't like this. And in the meantime, the country is listing to one side like a big ocean liner, sailing in a circle, just taking on more water as it goes slow. And because the water is coming up really slow, nobody's panicking yet. And by the time it does, it'll be too late. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.